Unit 14. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish have been around for more than 650 million years, but they continue to amaze scientists. The marine invertebrates are found in every one of the world's oceans, from floor to surface. They can also adapt to all water bodies, regardless of temperature, visibility, depth, or strength of current. In total, there are over 2,000 known species of jellyfish, and humans are still discovering new species. They come in a variety of sizes and can be as small as a human fingernail or as large as two washing machines. The jellyfish's shape is unique because it has radial symmetry, meaning there is no left or right side, or front or back. Humans and many other types of animals, on the other hand, have bilateral symmetry. Their bodies can be divided into two halves, like mirror images. The jellyfish's body is made up of three layers, including the epidermis, or outer layer, the gastrodermis, or inner layer, which houses the digestive sac, and the mesoglia, a thick, gel-like substance. However, jellyfish do not have bones, blood, a central nervous system, circulatory system, respiratory system, heart, or brain. In fact, their bodies are composed of more than 95% water. Jellyfish cannot live out of water and will nearly disappear if exposed to the hot sun for a long period of time. However, even in the water, they are limited in their movements. Jellyfish push themselves upward by sucking water into their bell, or cup-shaped body, and then spitting it out like a jet stream. Besides this form of movement, jellyfish are led in the direction of the ocean current. Little is understood about the jellyfish's migratory patterns, but they usually manage to gather in swarms of hundreds or thousands. Staying together helps them avoid attacks, although jellyfish have very few predators. Despite their simple makeup, jellyfish are able to detect light, smell, and pressure with sensory organs called ropalia. These abilities give a jellyfish extra protection and allow it to feed itself. For example, if a jellyfish senses another organism approaching, it will automatically attack using its venomous tentacles. Since the jellyfish cannot tell which organisms are threats and which are not, it stings everything that brushes up against it. Once the prey is immobilized, the jellyfish will push it towards its mouth, which is the same hole that waste material will later exit from. Not all jellyfish have poisonous venom, though, and the strength of their venom varies from species to species. Contact with a jellyfish's poison can cause various reactions in humans, ranging from slight irritation to instantaneous death. The sting of a jellyfish is usually more dangerous in warmer, calm oceans. Therefore, people are cautioned to avoid jellyfish areas or wear thick wetsuits if venturing into unknown waters.